This does not have an obvious answer, yet we feel it is true. The virtues of your environment contain none greater than the virtue of prediable imperfection and limitation. What the Creator has in mind, we feel, is not an increase in health of the body or of the mind or of the emotion, but rather a continuing possibility for improvement in the balancing and aligning of mind, body, emotions and spirit. 27. This process of balancing continues from incarnation to incarnation, spanning all the lives of one soul, bringing energies into an increasingly. 242. Chapter 8. The healing of the incarnation. Healing and dynamic balance. The area of healing is that area which encompasses the entire incarnation. For healing of any distortion is the balancing of that distortion in such a fashion that the particles of experience are made whole, that that which has been torn is brought together, and that which has caused injury is found to be a portion of the experience which has taught a lesson that has been planned by the entity itself, either before the incarnation or as a portion of the incarnation. 28. What are we balancing when we balance? We are taking the opposite qualities within ourselves and working with them to bring them into a balance which does not block or halt our attention. It is as if we had belongings of an energetic nature that need their own place in our dynamic balance as a person, and we are putting our various aspects and biases in their resting places in our energies with care and respect. The foundation of this work is a belief that the world, with all its suffering and confusion, does make sense spiritually speaking. The primary assumption that we use as the basis for the balancing is that there is a center to things, that there is a sense to be made of the universe. This ground of being is difficult to talk about because its mode of being is that which is in process. The living processes of self relating to self and other self cannot be pinned like the butterfly on the claws exhibit. They cannot be stopped, for when they are halted they cease living. So the basic bias, shall we say, that we have of the illusion is that it does make sense. It does add up to a unified and complete whole, but that sense is not linear and that whole or totality holds each pair of opposites in a dynamic balance. 29. Inherent to this balancing process is an appreciation for both sides of any dynamic pair of opposites, good and evil, hot and cold, love and wisdom. There is always a balance in spiritual excellence, not a leaning in one direction to the exclusion of another, but the balancing of the polar opposites which are both excellence, but which apart from each other do not create or sustain the consciousness of love. We could say to you, allow the flow of events to control you always, and be giving excellent advice, and just as well could we say, use more discipline and meditate more during each day. Both of these things are true in their season, and when the urge comes upon you to meditate more, to use more discipline and so forth, we suggest that by all means you follow your own intuition. 30. 243. Chapter 8. The healing of the incarnation. We can work with the balance between being and doing. The balance between being and doing is that which must be sought for each individual seeker. This will differ from entity to entity and from time to time. Those who have been overbalanced in the direction of doing may well need, in the balancing process, to go through great periods of time in which it may seem there is no doing, but only being. This may be very difficult for those entities involved, as the value systems that have been evoked in the society have placed the measure of the value of the self on those things that have been accomplished. 31. We can work with the balance in ourselves between love and wisdom. There is that seeking that is of love and for compassion and understanding, and the attempt to accept more and more of the creation as a portion of the self. There is that seeking which partakes of that known as wisdom or light, which reveals unto the inner and outer eyes of the seeker more and more of the nature of the creation which love has formed. And there is that seeking which partakes of the balancing of these two, of love and of wisdom, into a force or source which may be seen as unity or power, and which partakes of the blending of love with wisdom by wisdom. Thus, a seeker may throughout an incarnation move into each of these three general categories of seeking, and by the nature and intensity of the seeking, call unto itself the assistance of those unseen teachers, guides and friends which vibrate in harmony with the nature of the seeker. 32. It is appropriate for all awakened beings to look closely at this balance between love and wisdom. However, Many of us who identify ourselves as wanderers from elsewhere may feel we came to Earth's third density especially to strike a new and more just balance between these two. We can also choose to work on our male-female balance, whether or not we are in a mated relationship. The male-female partnership of mates is intended to be central. However, the centrality of this relationship is echoed in any male-female relationship where energies are moving freely and without prejudice. Thusly, even those who live in the nunnery, for instance, may work with the male and female balancing because of the many relationships within any life between a father and children, a mother and children, various relatives, friends, teachers and all of those whom one meets in the course of life. Those who are willing to rest in the atmosphere or ambience of the male or female energy, whichever is dynamically, 244, chapter 8, the healing of the incarnation opposite of its own, may move ahead efficiently, although not as potentially quickly as in the very powerful, central male-female partnership which you often call marriage. 33 As Alan Lee Fergie says, this work is especially important in a culture which has been so overbalanced into the male domination. I looked into what kind of societal groups have been able to live peacefully, harmoniously and cooperatively. I found in my reading that there were some ancient cultures that were either egalitarian or matriarchal in which people worshipped the goddess and her benign, loving, nurturing ways, but this culture was suppressed by the warlike, conquering, patriarchal leaders. It appears to be starting to make a comeback nowadays as people are feeling dissatisfied with current conditions. 34 Working on balancing the self naturally brings us to our feelings of being out of balance. Those of you who encourage us to think of ourselves as a sphere, not a tottery biped on two legs, to discuss being in balance is to move first into a perception of the balance of the sphere. It is only human, shall we say, to think of balance as having the true heuristic of balancing between two legs, as you do when you walk. In reality, balance is more a true heuristic of realizing the center of one's orb of beingness so that all of the happenstances of incarnational catalyst simply cause one to roll with the energies which are being manifested and expressed by the environment in the self. It is helpful for you to place that model of the self as the sphere in the mind simply in order to see that, metaphysically speaking, balance is not a matter of falling far, for the metaphysical being when self-realized to any extent, is infinitely curved and not that with protrusions which catch one and bias one. 35 It is good to remember that we are all unique, and our balance may well not be anyone else's at all, we are all different expressions of the one. In this life, and many before, we have had experiences that have conditioned how we perceive things, in my opinion. We have had experiences that have conditioned how we respond to things. They're all clear for each of us on an individual level. Again, I would remind all that we are here to learn to balance. We all have different needs in order to reach our individual goals. We all have different ways of doing things. Let's honor each. 245, Chapter 8, The Healing of the Incarnation, Others' Right to Be Wrong. And remember, we are all viewing things and responding to them based on our personal programming. 36 There is no question but that balancing the self is a tough process, a refining that can be abrasive and difficult, if it is understood that the primary work of third density is in tuning and balancing those lower three energy centers of red, orange and yellow and then of opening and finding ways to maintain an openness and fullness of the heart, then it may be seen that those energies are not instinal. The refinement has begun, for you stand as a third density entity as a kind of rough diamond with unpolished edges and without sparkling facets, and through lifetime after lifetime within your third density experience, the self that is inherent within, that crystalline entity that you truly are, begins to become visible as the frame of everyday living works to smooth and refine that crystalline self. Certainly, some of the abrasive and cleansing experiences of your illusion seem unlucky and unfortunate, yet it is precisely that frame that does the work of exposing the crystal that sparkles within, and the work that is done by the seeker is work upon the self. The seeker wishes to balance red ray, for that is the basic and very important beginning of energies, And that which is not freed and flowing within that root energy center constitutes a primal blockage that will slow and distort the pure light energy which you are receiving from the Creator. 37 We inevitably come into cyclical, intimate contact with our dark side. This is not a simple or short pro. However, the beginning is one word long and that word is accept. The first job of one who comes to work in consciousness is to accept the 360 degrees of selfhood. This 360 degrees of complete humanity is also a 360 degrees of complete divinity. The energies of each are necessary to the other at this time and this space. This inti Sion is your selfhood. Thusly, you are accepting yourself as you murder, steal, lie, commit adultery, take holy things in vain and all the other heinous crimes co-ed with grocery shopping, doing chores, and living the day-to-day life. There is much catalyst for anger, irritation, even rage, in the bumping up against other entities which mirror back to the self's dark side. 38 Temptations themselves can be profitably seen as balancing mechanisms and worked with as such. To each entity which engages in the process of offering its service to others in any fashion which is successful, there shall be the temptations. 246. Chapter 8, The Healing of the Incarnation Offered, which serve as a balancing mechanism in order that the entity which has manifested the desire to be of service to others might be offered an equal temptation to move from that service and to join the negative path in some fashion within the life pattern for some period of time. This may be seen also as an opportunity for that same entity to strengthen its desire to serve others and to move ever more faithfully upon that path, as the temptations to glorify the self or to gain a power and recognition for the self are recognized and refused. 39 It is easy, in the midst of this work, to fear we are going crazy, or at least dropping the ball. Resist the temptation, says this wanderer. I know that people that will admit they fall into the category of a wanderer will say, I'm crazy, or I'm off the deep end, but you know what? I'd say you're crazy if you don't doubt for a minute that you're a few cards short of a deck while you're on this journey of awakening and discovery. Balance is necessary, and it's intelligence that's kicking in, there, telling you, well, this is weird, better worry about this information coming in. It's your mind being a worrywart and not wanting the rest of you to go jump off that cliff, into the abyss of insanity. 40, Balancing meditations to regularize and ritualize this important discipline. A balancing meditation is suggested, to be done in the evening of the day, when the catalyst has been experienced and the responses can be noted and evaluated. This nightly meditation balances the recommended daily silent meditation of the morning, and is mentioned often by entities of the Confederation. Each is familiar already with the basic principles of working with the day's experiences in such a way as to balance these experiences, but we would mention at this time that this is a technique which is very useful for consistent and constant realignment of the self in the Dhyan which the seeker perceives to hold more and more of truth. That technique is to, within meditation, allow the mind to riffle through the day's experiences, searching for those things which have destroyed or atrued, repelled or drawn the self during that diurnal period. Those things which were perceived as, either positively or, negatively oriented, then, would be brought to the conscious mind and the memory replayed. When the self feels that emotional distortion which was the initial reaction during the day's busy rush, this feeling or ideation shall, 247, Chapter 8, The Healing of the Incarnation be allowed to express and intensify within the emotional self, or more precisely, within that portion of complex of energies which is the self which deals with the emotional and mental perception. Allow these feelings and ideations to become ever stronger until you feel they are well intensified. Then mentally lay down that emotion and sit with that emotion without any attempt being made to change it. Allow the complementary emotions and or ideations to arise, allow the other side of the coin to become slowly visible. When the opposite of the first emotion is felt and has been respected and honored, allow the thesis and antithesis, the original feeling and its complementary one, to exist side by side within the mind's eye. Both of these things are you, For each self is universal and contains all that there is. 41 If the issue involved is full of anguish and too fresh to work with today, it is time for us to rest and nurture ourselves in silence and peace, but as soon as possible, take up the balancing process. When working with the energy centers, it is best to work with the lower energies first, then work our way up. We can start with our body sensations and work upwards into the mind's responses to catalyst. Ra, I am Ra. The Ushna may perceive its body complex at this moment. It is experiencing sensations. Most of these sensations, or in this case, nearly all of them, are transient and without interest. However, the body is the creature of the mind. Certain sensations carry importance due to the charge or power which is felt by the mind upon the experience of this sensation. For instance, at this space, time nexus, one sensation is carrying a powerful charge and may be examined. This is the sensation of what you call the distortion towards discomfort due to the cramped position of the body complex during this working. In balancing, you would then explore this sensation. Why is this sensation powerful? Because it was chosen in order that the entity might be of service to others in energizing this skinta. Each sensation that leaves the aftertaste of meaning upon the mind, that leaves the taste within the memory, shall be examined. 42 One common misconception in doing balancing work is that what we are doing is strengthening or revarting the energy centers. While it is a very good thing to strengthen the chakras, revation is not valued in this work as much as the balance of all the centers. Each energy center has a wide range of rotational speed, or as you may see it more clearly in relation to color, brilliance. The more strongly the will of the entity concentrates upon and refines or purifies each energy. 248, Chapter 8, The Healing of the Incarnation Center, the more brilliant or rotationally wide each energy center will be. It is not necessary for the energy centers to be elevated in order in the case of the self-aware entity. Thusly, entities may have extremely brilliant energy centers while being quite unbalanced in their violetary asp due to lack of attention paid to the totality of experience of the entity. The key to balance may then be seen in the unstudied, spontaneous and honest response of entities toward experiences, thus using experience to the utmost, then applying the balancing exercises and achieving the proper attitude for the most purified scrum of energy center manifestation in violet ray. This is why the brilliance or rotational speed of the energy centers is not considered above the balanced asp or violet ray manifestation of an entity in regarding harvest ability. For those entities which are unbalanced, especially as to the primary rays, will not be capable of sustaining the impure of the love and light of intelligent infinity to the extent necessary for harvest. 43 We may think of the primary rays as the first three, red, orange and yellow, the lower centers. The most fragile entity may be more balanced than one with extreme energy and avidity in service to others due to the fastidiousness with which the will is focused upon the use of experience in knowing the self. The densities beyond your own give the minimally balanced individual much time, space and space, time with which to continue to refine these inner balances. 44 The results of balancing include joy, springs of energy and more finely tuned compassion, as those of Ra say, the catalyst of experience works in order for the learn, teachings of this density to occur. However, if there is seen in the being a response, even if it is simply observed, the entity is still using the catalyst for learn/teaching. The end result is that the catalyst is no longer needed. Thus this density is no longer needed. This is not indifference or objectivity but a finely tuned compassion and love which sees all things as love. This seeing elicits no response due to catalytic kriya ions. Thus the entity is now able to become co-creator of experiential occurrences. This is the truer balance. 45 I readily confess that as far as I am concerned, this has not yet occurred. But I am working on it. 249 Chapter 8, The Healing of the Incarnation. Entering fully into the present moment. The challenge of the present moment is endless. As we meet this particular moment together, I am focused on bringing us into a fuller consideration of how we can work with this moment. I am also experiencing the flow and the partial blockage of energies throughout my system, and at one level am engaged in gathering information about my situation, where energy might be blocked and why, what my overall energy center balance is doing, what my attitude is in body, mind and spirit and what is destroying me. Those destroyers include temptations to think on what has been done and cannot be undone, and what is yet to come and completely ungovernable. We all have a tremendous amount going on inside ourselves. Meeting the present moment with a fullness and an integrity of focus and beingness is not at all the simple thing it may seem to be in inspired moments. One thing to consider is how long it has taken us, in terms of the number of lifetimes we have been working on this mystery of self, and in terms of the amount of intense catalyst in each lifetime and especially in this present one, to achieve this present moment. We are at a point on our spiral of evolution that has been dearly bought and which represents the foundation for the future. Looking at time as linear for the moment, I see that all of my previous experiences, no matter what they were or how I came to have them, were for the sole purpose of bringing me to the place that I am today. This, I see as one of the profound truths of all creation. 46 And what is this learned lesson that is suggested? We can use the term, acceptance. We might also call this realization an entrance into a state of non-fear. Very few entities are able to dwell in the present moment, but, rather, they are chastising themselves or congratulating themselves on that which is past or worrying about that which is to come. It is well to remember that each moment intercesses eternity. We ask each to release the fear of living in this illusion, to release the fear of leaving the illusion and to become content with whatever conditions prevail, accepting any condition as agreeable, even though it may seem to be a serious challenge or difficulty. 47 Acceptance, the energy of the open, empty hand, is a quality that moves from very deep within our nature. It is my feeling that joy or bliss is our native state, the one we experience when we are in an accepting, allowing, 250, Chapter 8, the healing of the incarnation state and our energies are freely moving. It is definitely not the case, to my mind, that happiness itself is an objective within this present illusion. It is a treat when it visits, and we enjoy that lack of discomfort and general feeling of content. But the focused and peaceful flow of bliss is something more. It is a natural and always potentially available energetic state, and when we do achieve that free flow of energy through the self, it is most healing and energetically strengthening. It begins, perhaps, with the full acceptance of oneself. This includes acceptance of limitations and difficulties which can easily be perceived as coming from outside the self, as opposed to being planned by the self before incarnation in order to aid the program of lessons the seeker has chosen. In my case, for instance, I placed physical limitations in my life experience both in childhood and, more stringently, after I had chosen an intentional spiritual way of life with Don Elkins. And, as balance to such limitations, there were the lessons of acceptance of the love of others, which balanced the former and more sacrificial lesson. Although my experiences of pain and limitation of the physical kind have at times been extreme, I can vouch for the fact that many who have written into me are suffering far worse than I, in physical, mental, emotional and spiritual ways that make my troubles seem negligible indeed. Whatever our problems on planet Earth, let us know we are not alone in coming to this present moment challenged by our full perception of it. And most of all, let us remember when serving that it is just as important to learn to accept love as it is to learn to accept a lack of love. It makes us feel very humble to receive praise, and yet people will offer us their love and support, sometimes most unexpectedly. It is central to our growth to learn to be able to accept such love offerings in simple gratitude without protesting our unworthiness. It is not until we have accepted ourselves as we find ourselves, and as others find us when they thank us, that we will be able fully to launch ourselves into the loving acceptance of other people. The battle is fought for the heart of the self, and sometimes a seeker may begin to think that he has more than one self within him, so full of contradictions do the wandering vagaries of selfhood seem. Thusly, to move from tolerance to celebration of others, The first challenge is to begin to perceive the self within this larger view, which does not judge but rather uses energy in a positive and creative manner, in self-acceptance, self-forgiveness and self-empowerment. To keep faith, continue in hope and do all such good works as open before the eyes. 48 In the context of our family or work environment, it is well to remember how much stronger a group whose members support each other is than a group whose members are not so well knit. Don, Jim and I, as individuals, 251. Chapter 8, The Healing of the Incarnation. Were three good people, one great soul and wise man, one intelligent librarian, researcher and writer, and one excellent scribe, good manager and powerful jack of all trades. Apart, we were well-intentioned, normally imperfect individuals. As those of us said, only together did we become able to serve beyond our limitations as we did during the law of one Kantar. This particular instrument was not trained, nor did it study, nor worked it at any discipline, in order to Kantarar. We were able, as we have said many times, to Kantar this group using this instrument because of the purity of this instrument's dedication to the service of the one infinite creator, and also because of the great amount of harmony and acceptance enjoyed each by each within the group, this situation making it possible for the support group to function without significant distortion. 49 A good way of saying just what it is that we are accepting in the present moment is to say we are accepting the unacceptable. Certainly, many times our present moment is most acceptable and pleasant. The challenge comes when this particular present moment seems painful, hurtful, challenging or just plain wrong. However, the logic is clear. We are creatures of love, made of light. We are sparks of the Creator. These are two ways of saying that we are universal beings. We are all that there is in one package, each of us containing all. So, no matter what is happening to us, it is flowing directly from the heart of our sense and our destiny, no matter how unfortunate it may seem. Those of you who comment, the most strengthening gift that you can cultivate in the regard of this most important and central service is the gift of persistence and unflagging acceptance of any and all circumstances, because it is only an illusion that lies between you and that which is the truth. To extend across the chasm between doubt and faith, some entities need great stru-ures to guide them. Other entities find their chapel in the woods, or in the mountain. 50 So many times, when there is something we are resisting in life, if we look carefully we can see that it is an old issue, the return of a theme that has come up before, whether once or many times. The simple truth is that resisting something that is attempting to teach us is futile. We do not have to be of a certain mind as we come into acceptance of this catalyst, but we do need to see that coming into an accepting relationship with the issue itself, and determining how we can cooperate with the lesson involved, is the only way that will serve to move us forward on our paths. If we run, 252, Chapter 8, The Healing of the Incarnation from one version of a problem, it will just crop up in a different and probably more difficult form. The reason it is unwise to overcome is that overcoming is an unbalance to iron, creating difficulties in balancing in the time-space continuum. Overcoming, thus, creates the further environment for holding on to that which apparently has been overcome. All things are acceptable in the proper time for each entity, and in experiencing, in understanding, in accepting, in then sharing with other selves, the appropriate distortion shall be moving away from distortions of one kind to distortions of another which may be more consonant with the law of one. It is, shall we say, a shortcut to simply ignore or overcome any desire. It must instead be understood and accepted. This takes patience and experience which can be analyzed with care, with compassion for self and for other self. 51 Nor can one take a shortcut by editing the self by will. We cannot remove ourselves from that which we feel. Rather, we need to come into acceptance of those things we feel. In terms of doing the inner work, the challenge is to find ways to allow that which is not the heart of self to fall away. It is not that one decides to remove self-identification from this or that pattern of living or distortion of mind. The seeker who feels that it knows what is to be dropped in order to be more, the heart of self, is deluding itself at some level, for there is no way from within the self to see into the patterns of energy that are, in essence, distortions of the one infinite creator. Consequently, there is no rational way to become more and more undistorted,